Hey guys.
Hi, queens.
Welcome back to the pod. I feel like I'm still processing how quick this year is flying by. And the fact that we're saying it's November. I feel like I blinked and October was over. Like, what happened in October? I'm so confused.
I know. Now it's holiday season. It's cozy season.
And I love it. I'm so excited. But we're recording this one a little earlier than we usually do, just because I'm going to Arizona for the week to spend some time with family and celebrate a couple birthdays. But once I'm back from that trip, I'm like so excited to be back, be home, and not have any major travel plans. Like, I'm so excited. And I mean, this isn't even that really big of a trip because I drive and it's like close, but still, it's gonna
but
be
you still have to
week,
like leave your house. I told Josh that like I'm literally avoiding any time I have to leave the house, like in any small instance. I forget what we were talking about today, but he was like, wait, why don't you go do this? And I'm like, because I don't want to leave the house. Oh, returns, like Amazon stuff. I'm like, I just like can't do that right now. Like, I'm not trying to leave the house.
Yeah, honestly, that's how I feel. So once I'm back, like, I'm back for good, and I can just focus on all my things that I have coming up. So
yeah,
I get back, and then that following weekend we're having our housewarming party, which I'm so excited for, basically
so
1 year
exciting.
Later, because I was waiting for literally one couch to come in, and it took that long to come in. But I was like, I don't want to have a housewarming party if the house isn't, like, complete. Like, I don't have all my pieces yet.
Yeah.
So finally I have all my pieces, and then we have some of one of Andrew's friends, a couple, they're actually moving to Arizona in December. So we wanted to do it before they move. So it ended up just working out well. So I'm actually really excited for that. So
yeah, I feel like it's fun doing it now because everyone gets to see all the like your personality that you put into the house.
Exactly. Like, not like an empty house or boxes or missing furniture pieces and whatnot. So so I'm excited for that. But that's kind of what's been going on. Any updates from you? Anything new? I feel like you're just, like, still getting into routine.
Yeah, I am. I feel like the only update is at the end of the week, I'm going to the Sabrina Carpenter concert, which I'm so excited about. Yeah, I forgot it's this weekend.
And did you always have tickets?
Yeah, Josh got them for us when I was in Italy in June, like, right when they went on sale.
Oh, shoot.
He was, like, in the line. I know, and, like, we had no idea it was going to be this big. Like, I'm kind of shook that it's giving, like, eras, and now, like, Josh is going to be with all the girlies.
Yeah. Like, wait, is it LA or
no,
San Diego?
No, it's San Diego, yeah.
I don't know when that LA one is. Oh, my gosh. Wow.
Yeah, so I'm
that's
so
exciting
excited.
That she's coming.
I know, to San Diego. I feel like people don't usually come to San Diego, especially, like, at her level.
Well, I feel like she literally was opening for Taylor Swift a year ago.
Yes, like,
so
truly,
like,
I don't
so
think
crazy.
Anyone realized.
I feel like if she planned a tour
be.
Now, she wouldn't come to San Diego.
Yeah,
you know what I mean?
No, 100%. Like, me and Josh were shook at the price. We spent so much money. Like, he could
really?
Not believe it. I was like, Josh, he was like texting me because I was at dinner in Italy and he was in line and I was like, please just get tickets. And he said literally the only tickets left were $500 each. So we spent $1,000 to go to
Dang.
This concert. And like, it's not
and that was
a floor
in
situation.
June.
It was in June before she like blew the heck up. Like, she was already huge, but I feel like she's now just
so
like
big.
Not
like, yeah.
equals with Taylor Swift, but like
but
kind
she, like,
of like yeah. you know, like I feel like Taylor is bigger than Dang. Anyone ever,
yeah.
but like she's at such a huge level now, and now I understand why the tickets were that much, and I'm glad he ended up buying them.
What stadium is it at, or arena?
I can't remember.
Is it the one on Sports Arena?
I think so.
Loma?
It's probably whatever's the biggest one.
I think I don't know, but that like Pechanga Arena.
Yeah,
is,
I want to say Pechanga
is in, on Sports Arena.
Okay, I want to say that one.
Okay,
yeah.
That's honestly yeah. like such a small one. I feel like compared to like Taylor Swift and like SoFi.
I know. I wonder where she's going to be in LA if she hasn't been there yet. Because, like, is she going to play SoFi? I don't think so.
But we'll see. Wait, that's so exciting. So that's on Friday?
No, it's on Saturday, I think.
Oh,
cute. Yeah.
So fun.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
So that's, like, my only update. I'm, like, really excited for that. I need to put together a little outfit.
Are you going to wear an outfit?
Yeah. Like, I just have so many things that are so... Like, I did not need to buy anything. I have so many things that work for this. Like, I'm just going to add, like, a little garter, like, how all the girls are doing. They're, like, adding, like, a little lace garter. I think that's so cute. And then I have... I don't even know. Honestly, I need to put something together. But yes, that is my big outing for the week.
Love that.
Yeah.
That is so fun. Okay. Yeah, well, excited. In our next episode, we'll get a recap of that. So that'll be fun. Okay. And then influences of the week this week. What's your current influence? Yes.
Okay, you guys, I am like 2 years late jumping on the bandwagon. Like, I'm actually confused what I was doing.
It's okay.
I think I just refused to, at the time, pay $700 for a hair tool.
Wait, it was $700?
Yes. Or maybe $600, $500. It was either $599
or $6. Dude, return it and get it on the Sephora sale.
I know. I just realized that because I did order it from Ulta.
Okay, so this is what you do. Buy it from Sephora and then return that one to Ulta because it's new and unused. And then get your money back from Ulta. And then spend like the
screaming. Yeah, you are so... So
it's not
right.
Like I do this all the time, you guys.
I'm literally writing this
just
down.
Just kidding, I don't.
I'm like,
I don't.
Order
but...
dice. Okay. Okay. Like, it's pretty much the same thing. I don't know. But yeah, I. That's funny. But yes, I got it. It changed my life. Like, LOL. So cliche. But I just feel we were just chatting about this earlier. But I feel like I have the target demographic hair for the Dyson.
Yes.
If it doesn't work for you, congratulations. Like, your hair is too healthy. That is the conclusion. I feel like it works really well
on,
like...
That's my struggle.
Yes. I feel like it works really well on, like, coarser hair slash, like, damaged hair. But if you have, like, a little bit of a rougher texture, I feel like it works really well.
Yeah.
Plus, my hair is super, like, frizzy out of the shower, so this has been making it so shiny, and I love it. I love it so much. I can literally give myself a blowout in 10 minutes. I feel like when I'm running out the door and I just want to, like, zhuzh up my hair, it will literally look like I spent so much time on it, and I can just do the bangs.
Only thing about the Dyson for me is, like, I feel like it's so loud. Like, it is so loud, and it's kind of heavy where, like, you'll be doing your hair and then you start sweating and then it starts to fall out because you're sweating.
And it is, like, and loud, and it's, like, blowing hot air on you. Yes. You know, I do look past all of that because I struggle doing my hair. Like, it is such an improvement and time saver that I just look past that.
Okay, so. I did the checkout on Sephora, and with the, so it's $600 on Sephora, but then with the 20% off, it's $479.20.
Okay? Oh my god, okay. Okay. I'm returning immediately. That's crazy.
So save yourself.
Oh my god, this is some great money. Timing. I'm like, damn, this is really good timing for me.
Yeah.
Thank you for this idea. I also am really curious about, we talked about this in the last episode, but I am really curious about the straightener. I just wonder how that works. And maybe I'll just, like, try it and see if I like it. But yeah, so 2 years late to this, but Dyson Airwrap. Finally, what is your influence of the week?
Love that. Okay, my influence of the week this week is just Christmas decorations in general. I went to Home Goods and visited the decor section, and I feel like it just is so good, has so many good things. Andrew had to come with me. I was like, hey babe, I'm gonna go to Home Goods really quick. I just want to look at their holiday stuff. And he was like, I'm coming with you. And I'm like, oh my gosh, that's so sweet. And he's like, no, like, He was like, I need to like make sure you don't go too crazy. And I was like, okay. But now we're making it this annual tradition where we do like a holiday shopping trip, because last year was like the first Christmas in the new house. We went to Target and got a bunch of holiday Christmas things together. Yeah. And it'll be so fun. He'll like give me a budget of like $100 or $200, whatever. And I try so hard to stay in it. But we went to Home Goods and I got just a bunch of cute random things, like the reindeers. I love the reindeers. Like one is on this gold like stick, so it makes the reindeer look like he's like flying. But cute. You know? And then I actually got a burgundy. I'm calling it burgundy. It's probably like red, but in my eyes it's a burgundy reindeer. Yeah. It's love so that. Cute too. Can't wait to see and it. Just like random like wreath things and like little plant looking things with holly berries on them, and just and my budget was $100 and it was so good. I was like, oh, this is only $10. Oh, this is $12. I feel like Home Goods
that's has a such good budget, good
prices. Yeah, so I feel like I pretty much stayed in it. We got a couple things just for our guest room that were not holiday related, like towels and a bathroom like rug, so that did not count towards my budget. Mm-hmm. I told him, I was like, this is not count, we need these things. So yeah. So once I get back from Arizona, I'm going to pull out my Christmas bin of all the decorations I had from last year and then put all the rest of that up. But I just like scattered all of that today around the house and I'm just so excited. I could just like stare at my Christmas tree all day. It makes me so happy. So loving just Christmas decorations. And honestly, I think it's fine to set up 2 months early. Like, this stuff takes so long to set up. Like, might as well enjoy it for 2 months.
Yeah.
And really soak it in. So, mm-hmm. when we host Thanksgiving this year at our house, all of our family will see our Christmas decorations.
That'll be nice, though.
Yeah. So, I'm excited, and I just love Christmas. It's my favorite holiday and just favorite time of the year. So,
and it's, like, your birthday.
Just so happy. Yeah. Just so happy. So yeah, that's my current influence, and I feel like all my future influences will probably have something to do along the lines of Christmas or a new item, mm-hmm. or something. I want to get, you know, that stuff, I don't know what it's called, but like you wrap it around your stairs, the green stuff.
Oh,
I don't know what it's called.
Yeah, is that like wreath?
Yeah, but it's not, yeah, I don't know. I want to get that stuff, and I just want to put it all over. Just I want to, like, drape it everywhere and hang it off things. And
cute.
Yeah, so we'll see. But, yeah, that's my influence, and it just makes me so happy, which is why I will be so happy to be back home and just, like, sitting in my Christmas bliss, mm-hmm. in my house. So
holly that's jolly.
The vibe. Exactly. That is the vibes. So, okay, this week's episode, you guys, we are doing green flags / red flags in content creator friendships. Our episode last week, our Q&A, I feel like you guys had such good questions, and there were so many topics that we were like, we could do a full on like dive into and make it a full episode. Mm-hmm. So we did a poll and to see what you guys wanted to hear. So we're going to do this one first, and we're actually going to do all of them because I feel like they're all really relevant and good topics to talk about. So we are just going to start with this one because I feel like a lot of people experience certain situations, but nobody talks about it. Of course, like,
it's,
I feel like it's a hard topic to talk about.
It's like so interesting because obviously, okay, like being a content creator is kind of like entering into like a college. Like it's like giving sorority and you're meeting like all these different types of people and girls, and you're kind of like navigating it the same sort of way because there's just every sort of personality, like good and bad. And so we kind of like came up with our green flag list and like some red flags that we've like heard about in the industry or have experienced ourselves, mm-hmm. to walk you guys through it. And if you guys are like noticing similar things, like maybe you can relate.
Yeah, and I feel like too, a lot of people when they hear content creator influencer, they think of just one stereotype.
Mm-hmm.
But it's actually, there are so many different personalities and content types and just variations in the industry. So I feel like a lot of people don't really think about that until you're kind of in it. Because it's like, oh, just because you're a content creator doesn't mean you're going to automatically like get along with another content creator. Your styles mm-hmm. could be completely different. Like how you create content, the type of content, like someone could be like a video creator, you could be like a UGC creator, photos. Mm-hmm. Like I feel like there are just so many different paths now in the industry that you can take. Whereas like before, I feel like everyone was your stereotypical preset blogger,
yeah, photo taker. Yes.
So it's like we all kind of started the same, but now as the industry has grown and progressed, there are just so many different roads you can take and different opportunities. So it's like just because you're a content creator doesn't mean that you're going to be friends with everyone. And I think that's almost, that's like also an adult life lesson too.
Yeah.
I feel like
true.
In general that you learn that I feel like you just don't really think about until it happens. And then you're like, oh shoot. Sometimes making friends as an adult is very hard. So mm-hmm. that is one, I feel like, really good thing about this industry is you can really relate to people and it's easy to make friends in this industry because I feel like a lot of people don't understand it. So when you have friends in the industry, then it's a lot easier to just, you know, bond over those kind of things and like mm-hmm. hang out and talk about it and help each other out and like all that. So yeah, like we said in the last Q&A episode and in this episode, we've kind of collected green flags and red flags to share. That way, maybe if you guys are going through it, you can maybe relate or kind of see things for how they're going and be like, oh, actually, this person is super supportive. Like, they are a green flag. It was just like a little moment. And I feel like that's one thing to remember, too, is like a lot of things we're going to talk about are more of like overarching long-term situations. Because it's like everyone has their bad day.
Yeah,
everyone,
true.
You know, has a moment and it's like you want to give people the benefit of the doubt. But if it's continuously happening over and over and over again and it's not a positive experience, then it might be time to reevaluate the situation and the friendship. So mm-hmm. I feel like we'll start on a positive note and start with our yeah. green flags. So going yes. into some of our green flags is I feel like the first one is so obvious and is like a non-negotiable for me,
mm-hmm.
I feel like, but just being supportive and encouraging, like
yes,
number
like,
one thing.
I feel like this is the best way to just really get someone's vibe and see who's an actual supportive, genuine friend out there, because sometimes it can be hard to find, but you can just tell by who is in everyone's comments, who's always in your comments, who is like always interacting with your stuff or just clapping when you succeed, like messaging you when something really good happens or when you talk about something on your story, like liking your stories. It can be small, it can be big, but just if you're noticing that, I feel like that's such a green flag and it just makes you feel good. Mm-hmm. And yeah, that's like a really good one to just find in someone.
Yeah, I think it's definitely important to remember how you feel when someone messages you about something mm-hmm. or says congratulations. Like, I feel like I try so hard that when anyone posts an engagement announcement, a baby yes. announcement, like a graduation announcement, a new job announcement, like whatever it is, like I feel like I've tried to make it a priority to always comment mm-hmm. on those kinds of posts for people, because when you have one of those posts and you get a lot of comments, you just feel so happy and special in your moment that you're having. And so I try to like remember how that made me feel when I've announced something like an engagement or whatever, that it's just so nice and sweet when people send a DM and just say like, congratulations, so happy for you. Just like something, like you said, it doesn't have to be something super crazy, but it's just those little moments that I feel like will really stand out, and you'll know over time like who those people are and
yeah, like
who just
always
have
remember
that.
Them. Like mm-hmm. I always remember the people who showed up for me, even if it's like a very small thing.
Yeah. And it's just like just showing genuine interest like in your life and your content too, mm-hmm. like, and just the supportive girlies. And I feel like like, we can always tell who they are in the comments because you see them in other comments when you're commenting. And it's just this supportive group of girls that I feel like is so encouraging and fun to be a part of, because it's like, you know that, like, maybe you have an ad that you're posting, like, you know these girls are going to show up and comment for you mm-hmm. and support, you know what I mean? So I feel like just...
Oh my God, that's like such a good way to tell who's there for you, is when you like post an ad, you're just like, you know, it's not like gonna do yeah. super well, but like it was what the brand wanted, so you post it anyway. And the girls that mm-hmm. comment on those posts are the real ones, like, and for like, real.
Honestly, I feel like, hot tip, like, when you're commenting on someone's ad, like, I try so hard not to be like, so cute, love that.
I know, I
try cute to outfit, you talk know, about like, try to, like, whatever they're posting about, like, tagging the brand, being like, oh my gosh, I love skincare from X brand, or oh my gosh, I've been wanting to buy something yeah. from X, like, tag the brand too, and like, because it just, like, it helps them, and it's like, you want the same in return too, and it's just like, instead of going on your close friend stories and being like, hey, can you guys go engage mm-hmm. on my sponsored post today? Like, just being supportive over time, then girls are supportive girls, back
yes.
when it's your time and, like, you have an ad too. And I feel like because we're all in the industry, we get it. So it's like, I don't know. When I see those close friend stories, I'm just like, I usually will go and do it. But I'm just like, same. In my head, I'm like, is this being reciprocated? Are you commenting on other people's too? You know, because it's like,
yeah,
it's just the industry. So I don't know. But I always try to do that for the girlies, because I feel like that's a really good way to just show up and support.
Yeah, it's like so cliche, but just simply treat others how you want to be treated.
100%. So true. Okay, so the next one is prioritizing collaboration over competition. I feel like when your friends, they see your success as an opportunity for them as well. Like, oh my gosh, she got to work with this brand that is a dream brand of mine. That means it's achievable for me, versus feeling that they lost out on the collab opportunity because you took it from them, because they kind of have a lack mindset of like, there's only so many, like, there's no more opportunities, which isn't true. Just having that more positive mindset, I feel like, is so big, because again, it's like your friends who are supporting your content, commenting, liking, saving, whatever it is, you can just tell, I feel like.
Yeah, I feel like it's when you're noticing someone can acknowledge your win and not, like, they can acknowledge your time and
yes
and like know that it's not their time yet, you know, and they're not threatened yes. by that. I feel
and
like
and their time, like, is coming, and they know their yeah. time is coming, so they're not threatened.
Yeah, like, they let you stand in your light, and mm-hmm. they don't try to dim it and make you feel small.
Mm-hmm.
That is something I always notice about people. Like, if you are noticing that you have to shrink yourself to make other people feel more comfortable, like, that is such a red flag, especially in this industry.
Yeah, I feel like an example of that is saying you got a collaboration with a dream brand. You've been manifesting it for the year. You've been tagging them organically, and you really, mm-hmm. like, brought this partnership to life. And if you feel a certain way, like, you feel off, being able to tell your friend, be like, oh my gosh, like, guess what happened to me today? I yeah. got my dream partnership with X brand, and I'm so freaking excited. If you don't feel like you can go do that with your friend, then I feel like that's a situation that you mm-hmm. might want to reevaluate, because their immediate response should be like, congratulations, that's so yeah. amazing. I'm so happy for you, like, so proud of you. Like, you've been working so hard for this. Like, can't wait to see the content. Like, let me know if you need help shooting. Like, that should be the vibe.
Yeah.
And if it's not, obviously it doesn't have to be like to that extent, but just a positive, supportive response
mm-hmm.
is how it should be. And you should feel comfortable enough to be able to share that with your friends. If you don't, if you're like, oh, I don't want to say that because I don't want to, like, make her feel bad, I don't want to rub it in her face. First of all, you're not rubbing it in your face. Like, mm-hmm. you are celebrating a win for yourself, which I yeah. feel like is so fair to do. But if you are having those types of thoughts, then I feel like that friend is maybe making you uncomfortable with your success. And I just don't feel like that's fair in a friendship.
Mm-hmm. So. Yeah, totally, totally agree.
Yeah, so if they're minimizing your success or you have to downplay it around them, then I feel like that's definitely maybe something you need to look into. And it's not like you need to cut friends out or not be friends with people, but just be aware of what kind of friendship that is or what friendship level. Like, maybe they're not a super close friend, but yeah, they're just kind of maybe an industry friend where I feel like, you know, if you've had a 9-to-5, you have like your office friends and you kind of just... They're the office buddies, you know, you go to drinks with office buddies and that's like the thing, but like, that's all, you know, but then you have like your neighborhood friends or your childhood friends or your college friends that you do different things. Like, you have different groups of friends and it's okay to do that same categorization with content creator friends as well too. Mm-hmm. And I feel like when you have kind of your expectations set like that, it's a lot healthier and you'll be set up more for success in your friendships, I feel like, if you do that. So, okay, another one is just a green flag is when others are inclusive with other girls in the industry. Like, they're open to talking to new people and meeting new people or talking in a group of girls with people maybe they don't know, but like are totally fine just like jumping in. I feel like that's a huge green flag. Just being a girl's girl, really.
Yeah. Yeah, I feel like the girls that are constantly trying to be like exclusive, and when you're at an event, like, they'd rather just like talk in a corner and not let anyone else like in the circle, or they're only willing to say hi to certain people. Like, they're just, you know, when someone is very inclusive and goes out of their way to be like, oh, hey, we're going here after this, like, do you want to come? Or like, you know, open to shooting with other people or inviting other people along. Like, I just feel like that's a good trait in a person to begin with. So I feel like that's a green flag in the industry, because you don't want to be I don't know what the word is, but we'll get to it to red flags. But yeah,
I feel like this really comes out at events. Like, I feel like you can really tell with certain girls at events, like, they truly only talk to their friend circle and then they leave. And it's just like, we know each other. We've met each other multiple times. Like, it's not hard to just say, hi, oh my gosh, so good to see you. Like, how are you? I feel like that's professionally, that's like very polite and nice to do. And I don't know, I guess some people, maybe they just don't care about that, like, they have their circle and they're good. But it's just like, if you're going to an event, you, I don't know, might as well socialize, say hi to people. Like, you see your circle, like your close circle, all the time, you know. But it's always just so interesting just watching at events and seeing people and how they act. And I know social anxiety does play into it, and some people are really shy, so we always talk about how we really try to go up to people and say hi and just break the ice. And, you know, I feel like we've done that so many times where then the girls are like, oh my gosh, hi, so good to see you, like, I'm so happy you came up and said hi, like, I was so nervous, like, I didn't know what to say. So it's like, just going up and being that nice girl, being the girl's girl and saying hi to people, I feel like that makes people feel so good. It makes people feel like, it's just nice to feel like remembered and that people care and just want to say hi. And it's just such a simple thing you can do at events. And I feel like people, it's like that quote where it says, people remember how you make them feel.
Yeah, that's so
true. And I feel like that's like a good situation to apply that. So we do encourage you guys, if you are going to events and you see someone, you know, just go up and say hi. Like, hey, girl, how are you? How's it going? So good to see you here. Like, you know, whatever. And like, it can just be a small conversation. But I think people definitely remember, like, oh my gosh, like, she said hi, she came up and said hi to me, that was so sweet, like, she didn't have to do that, like, that was really nice. And that like made me feel like less nervous, less scared to be at an event alone, like, you know. And then that way at another event, they'll feel comfortable going up to you and saying hi, like, hey girl, so good to see you again, like, can't believe we're seeing each other twice in 1 week.
Because I feel like a lot of girls, like, if you're nervous to go up and say hi to someone, like, trust us, they are too. And I feel like it's always that situation. Like, one person is, like, scared that maybe they won't recognize you from mm-hmm. your Instagram or remember you from a previous event. I feel like that's always the case. So mm-hmm. you might as well just go up and say hi and just create yeah. that good energy.
Yeah, I feel like for me, I love saying hi to people at events, but then I also kind of have that like thing in the back of my head where I'm like, I hate that feeling when I don't want someone to think that like I'm ignoring them. Mm-hmm. So I feel like I get self-conscious where I'm like, oh my gosh, I have to say hi to that person because I think we made eye contact, but I'm not yeah. sure. And now it's like kind of weird. I don't know. So I feel like it's just, then you don't have to go home and like be like, oh my gosh, like, does she think like I ignored her because I didn't make, like I made eye contact and didn't say anything. I don't know. I feel like if you just say hi, it like gets rid of all those anxieties and you mm-hmm. don't have to worry about what an interaction was or wasn't, if that makes sense. Because I feel like a lot of people, including myself, struggle with that. And like looking back at interactions and being like, how did that go? Like, did I say something weird? Like, you know, mm-hmm. like that kind of looking back on that. So I feel like saying hi honestly gets rid of all of that. You're just like, yeah, hey, we said hi, we chatted for like 2 seconds, and then it's like, oh my gosh, I'm on my way out, but I just wanted to say hi really quick before I left. Like mm-hmm. so easy to do, so nice. That person is gonna remember it and they're gonna be like, oh my gosh, hi, good to see you, like hopefully we can catch up next time, you know, whatever.
Yeah,
super simple, easy. And yeah, okay. Next green flag is someone who just respects your boundaries. I feel like just being respectful of your time in general and like not being upset if you can't make it to something, because it's like we all have lives, we all have things going on, we're all busy, and it's like you never really know like what someone might be going through in that moment or what's happening. So it's just like mm-hmm. being respectful, I feel like, is a huge thing. I don't yeah. feel like this is a super big problem.
Yeah, I feel like it's like, yeah, I mean, you'll always know.
Or I guess we haven't had crossing. To really like deal with that.
So. Yeah. yeah, like you know if someone's crossing your boundaries, or maybe like you just have something that you stick to with your business. Like, I don't go to events on blah blah blah, or like I can't mm-hmm. leave my house, or like, I don't know. And then if someone's like yeah. pushing you to do something, be like, well, like, I don't know. Like, if you just feel like your boundaries are being crossed in any way.
Yeah, that's a good way to put it.
That's
a
red flag. So just someone that you feel just respects the things that you say, honestly, and like respects you as a person. Yeah. Obviously, green flag.
Yeah, I agree. And also just respecting and understanding that it's your business as well. So I feel like a good example would be like you work with your assistant on Tuesdays, and that's mm-hmm. like your assistant day. So it's yeah. like, if we have something come up, I'll be like, hey, like, do you want to go to this? But like, I fully don't expect anything, because I'm like, if you have to get something done on that Tuesday with your assistant, then you have to get something done. Like, you know what I mean?
Yes.
But I feel like it's still nice to still be like, hey, do you want to do this? And then if you can like reschedule, then it's totally fine. But then if you're like, no, I can't, like, I really have to like meet with my assistant, then I'm like, okay, totally cool, like, no problem. Mm-hmm. I feel like situations like that, like, that's a really good example of just like boundaries and knowing kind of like the schedule and like expectations, and not being like butthurt or upset at your friend because they can't make it to something.
Mm-hmm.
I guess so. And just like understanding like the business aspect too, like, yes, this industry is so fun and we're doing a lot of fun things, we have a lot of fun opportunities, but like that person obviously needs to put their business first. So if they need to do something and they can't make it, then it's totally fine. Then it's mm-hmm. a good opportunity for you to go to event alone and practice your going to event alone strategies that we talk about,
which is always good.
Yeah. So that's just an example where if you feel like maybe you've told someone like, hey, I can't do things on this day, and they just repeatedly are like, can you do this? Can we do this? Like, you know, they could pick another day and they're not, then like
maybe. Or if they like use that against you.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yes. So that's something to look out for. And I feel like if.
For a limited time at Verizon, you can get our best price ever for a single line. Just $45 per month when you bring your phone, which is less than you spend on too tired to cook takeout every week. Get one line on unlimited welcome for $45 per month with AutoPay plus taxes and fees. Visit your local Columbus Verizon store by April 2nd to save. $20 monthly promo credits applied over 36 months with a new line on unlimited welcome. In times of congestion, unlimited 5G and 4G LTE may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Domestic data roaming at 2G speeds. Additional terms apply. For a limited time at Verizon, you can get our best price ever for a single line. Just $45 per month when you bring your phone, which is less than you spend on too tired to cook takeout every week. Get one line on unlimited welcome for $45 per month with AutoPay plus taxes and fees. Visit your local Columbus Verizon store by April 2nd to save. $20 monthly promo credits applied over 36 months with a new line on unlimited welcome. In times of congestion, unlimited 5G and 4G LTE may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Domestic data roaming at 2G speeds. Additional terms apply.
Wow. What's up? I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
They are respectful. That is definitely a green flag for sure. The next one is just having good and consistent communication. I feel like in any sort of relationship, like that's so important in general. And it's the same thing with content creator friends, like being able to communicate if you need something, if something hurt your feelings, if you're feeling some sort of way, just like being able to openly have conversations with your friends, I feel like is such a green flag. And it's the people who will kind of twist your words or, like you just said, use it against you. That is not a healthy relationship to be in terms of friendships, just because, again, we all have our own things going on and you just never know what someone is kind of dealing with in that moment. So
yeah, I feel like this can be tested during like trips or anything, because I feel like you never know someone fully until you like go on a trip with them. Until you travel with them, which is like a super common thing in this industry. So I feel like,
yeah,
first of all, traveling is a great way to see the green and red flags in someone, but I feel like communication and this sort of thing like comes out when you're traveling. So if they are making like passive aggressive comments to you, I mean, I guess that's kind of goes into our red flags, but I feel like green flags, because we're talking about those, like someone who just like has a mature style of communication and just like won't get offended by certain things, or like if you are doing something and they take it as like you're being rude and then they get offended and like nothing was actually said, that can be crazy. So if someone, you know, good communication, test it on trips.
It's nice because it's like if you're like, hey, like I'm really tired, like I'm not like gonna go to the dinner tonight or whatever, if your friend is like, okay, no problem, yeah, like stay in, rest, relax, like have some you time, totally fine, let me know if you want me to bring you anything home, like I feel like total green flag. But if it's someone is kind of like, well, you said you would come with me and now you're backing out last minute, like that's not cool or whatever, it's like you wouldn't back out if you didn't have a genuine reason. And obviously with traveling, if you're tired and exhausted, you have to listen to your body and not force something. So you want to make sure like you have friends who understand that and who can communicate that. And like maybe if you did make a commitment to a reservation that has a cancellation fee, if you don't show up, like make sure you are willing to cover that, or, you know, just help the person understand where you're coming from. But like you said, with having a mature, open conversation, you're not gonna run into any of those problems. It's all just understanding and like compassion from the friend. Because I feel like traveling, like everyone, like traveling affects everyone differently. And it's like, I feel like for me, when I had my major travel issues, like I feel like anyone I was traveling with like was so supportive, because I'm like, hey guys, just you know, I have this thing where I get extremely sick the first night of travel and I wake up at 6 a.m. and sit in the bathroom till 11 a.m. and then I'm fine. And I'm so sorry that I have to wake you up and that you have to deal with this. But I apologize.
I can't. I feel like, first of all, I can't believe that was your norm until you realized that you are just gluten intolerant and dairy intolerant. I know. Like, you just put up with it. Like, that's so sad.
That was like my whole life, though. Like, it's so crazy. But I feel like during that period of like trying to figure that out, like,
yeah,
all my friends were so supportive.
Yeah.
So sweet. Cause like, you obviously feel so bad when like you are inconveniencing people on a trip. So it's like, to have supportive, understanding friends is so nice.
Yeah.
Like, oh, can we go get you something? Can we bring you something home? Like, do you need anything? Like, I feel like that just makes literally the biggest difference. So, yeah, just communicating. And another thing for me is, like, I feel like anyone that I travel with knows, like, I'm not really a big drinker and I don't like going out super late. Mm-hmm. So, like, I'm usually like, hey, I'm going home at midnight. So, love you guys. Have so much fun. I will be going home at midnight. And like, yes, everyone's fine with that. But it's like, I communicate that. I'm open about that. Mm-hmm. Like, everyone knows. And it's like, I'm fine going home by myself at midnight. And it's like, if anyone wants to come with, great. If everyone wants to stay out and keep going, great. Like, no hard feelings in those situations. But I feel like the friends who aren't true friends will like feel threatened in certain situations like that when there's mm-hmm. actually nothing to be threatened
or like they,
about.
If I, that makes, it's they like they make think the you're mad at them
because for you like doing,
yeah, for like sticking to a boundary.
But it's like, that's not what it is at all. I just like don't like drinking and I don't like staying out late. And like, that's just me. And like,
yeah,
my friends who get it. And like, that's just how it's been. So I feel like that's another example that mm-hmm. I've personally experienced. So yeah. And then I think last green flag is just people who are kind to people regardless of their following. I feel like this mm-hmm. is so big in our industry and it just should not be, but it is a thing. Unfortunately, it's like people, there are some people out there who just will not give you the time of day if like their following is bigger than yours. And then the second that your following is bigger than theirs, all of a sudden they want to be best friends.
And it's so, just so funny because you'd think that they'd like learn a lesson or something the first time, but I swear.
But they don't.
Some people are just always like that and that's fine, but it's good to like weed them out and like see it for what it is. But yeah, someone who like isn't, I don't know. I feel like when you're at events and stuff, it's funny because like there are just like such good people out there that casually mm-hmm. have like 2 million followers or like we're on a reality TV show, but like they're just talking to anyone and everyone mm-hmm. and like you wouldn't even know. I remember this happened to me at an event. Like this girl was so sweet. She just like, I feel like you were doing something and I was alone and she was alone and she just came up and talked to me for so long. Come to find out she was the bachelorette. Okay. I was like, what the hell? Like you are so cool. Like I just feel like that kind of stuff.
Just like super sweet, down to earth. Like you would have no idea. And, like, we weren't watching the seasons at that point, so we literally had no idea. And then she casually threw in, I think you asked her, like, oh, like, what do you do? And she was like, oh, like, I was the bachelorette. And you were like,
no,
we were
like I was, like, she said something about Dancing with the Stars. And I was like, what do you mean? Like, are you a dancer? And she was like, no, like, I was the bachelorette. And I was like, oh, that was really funny. But a good, good, good example. I feel like I never ask people, like, I feel like I'm not going to ask someone what their Instagram is, like, right off the bat, obviously. But I like, after I talk to someone for a bit, like, of course I want to follow them. And regardless of their following, like, I'm going to follow them. Yeah, someone who's kind to everyone. Well, and I also feel like
those people that care about that kind of status or whatever, you can just tell because they are kind of snobby. I don't know. You run into it in LA so much. So you can pick these people out so quickly. Mm-hmm. So when you do meet new people and they're just so sweet and then you later find out like who they are, and you're like, oh wow, like I would have expected them to act this way.
Yeah.
And they didn't. Like they were so nice to me, like so down to earth. So, because I just feel like in LA, you run into so many different people at so many different events. It's honestly crazy sometimes. Mm-hmm. You're like, why are we at the same event? But you are.
Yeah.
And Yeah, you can just tell, like, the certain people that are, again, open to talking to new people, being a girl's girl, having conversations, chatting to everyone, saying hi to people, versus the people who are just only going to talk to their close circle and, like, people they know that, like, have a certain following and status and, you know, are quote-unquote someone. I don't know. Mm-hmm. But in, like, L.A., it's, like, everyone's trying to be someone, so everyone's like no one because everyone's you know what I mean, like, yeah. It's just like, but yeah, anyways, so those are kind of our green flags when it comes to content creator friendships, and honestly just friendships in general and adult friendships, yeah. And dealing with that, because it is definitely a hard situation. And then going into some red flags and things that we try to avoid, or things that we see, we definitely kind of take note and maybe like give that person a second chance. But if it becomes an overarching theme, or they always act like that, that you notice when you're around them, then maybe it's not the best friendship. So the first red flag is competitive vibes. I feel like in any friendships, that is such a red flag. Any friend who is competing with you when you're not competing back.
Yeah, and it's always very subtle usually. Like, I feel like it's like subtle things you'll notice, yeah, over time. Like, if they're kind of like constantly comparing things that you're doing with things that they're doing, I just feel like that's, first of all, unnecessary. And if you're not bringing it up too, I just feel like it's, I don't know if it's interesting. And like trying to undermine your progress, like if they'll say like, well, mine did this and like yours did that, and like I don't know, I feel like there's like subtle jabs that you will very easily pick up on that seem just competitive. Red flag.
yeah definitely. Or just like passive aggressive comments that put you down, or just put others down, like maybe they're talking about other creators in front of you, like, oh my gosh, did you see what so-and-so posted today? Like, her outfit was so ugly. Obviously, but that's just an example. of just, like, talking about other people in front of you. Like, I feel like we try to stay so positive, or as positive as we can. Obviously, again, people have their moments, but I think when you're approaching this in friend groups and friendships, like, over time, and, like, how is their personality, like, over time, not just one specific moment, but if they are just in general reacting negatively when you succeed, like, biggest red flag ever. Again, there's so much space in this industry for everyone. Everyone is so different. Everyone has different interests, different styles. Like, your pages are different, different aesthetics, different content focuses. Like, no one is truly exactly the same. So that's why I feel like I don't understand why it's such a competition, because it's like we all have something different to offer and different to bring to the table, that within your friend group is, it should just be 100% support. Yeah. In my opinion.
Like another example, I just remembered this, but I remember a girl we know, she posted like on her close friends how she had this like crazy interaction with a girl in the industry, and it was like a subtle comment, but it's like so backhanded and so rude. And it was pretty much just this girl was saying to her that her content's only popping off and going viral and working really well just because of her hair. But I'm like, first of all, yeah, like oh, I just, how mark? Is she said it, I feel like meaning it as an insult, which like, why would you say something like that? Like, oh, you're only getting this because of your hair. Like, excuse me.
And also, like, so.
Yeah, what? Like, also, and I feel like she did, like, mean that as, like, kind of a subtle jab, but also, like, thank you, question mark.
Right.
Right. But, yeah, saying, like, this so-and-so only got this because of this, and, like, always trying to, like, belittle everything.
You know, the one TikToks that I love getting served are when people talk about adult friendship, friendship breakups, like friendship red flags on TikTok. I love when people talk through those videos and explain it, because I feel like they articulate it in such a good way. And I feel like you just feel validated, and like just knowing that you are having a similar experience to someone else and that you're not alone. I feel like when people go through friendship things, especially in our industry, because it's pretty tight-knit, I would say, or like like people know people, everyone knows each other, mm-hmm. you know, like that's kind of the vibe. So it's like when you're going through it, you might feel alone because you can't maybe say something to someone else because they're friends with that person. I don't know. It's like sometimes it becomes like a tricky situation. So it's just nice to feel validated in your feelings and what you're going through and just knowing that you're not alone mm-hmm. in this. I don't know. It can be hard because like it's like if they're friends with them and then you're feeling a certain way, you don't want to like be like, hey, so-and-so is being mean to me. But you're also just kind of like, they'll see it eventually, you know, like, I don't know. I feel like it's definitely hard to be in and go through and experience. So another thing is another red flag is they only reach out to you when they need your help, but they don't return the favor. So it's them constantly asking, hey, can you shoot? I have a campaign due. Hey, can you help me do this? Hey, like, can we trade? Oh, can I have this contact? I know you worked with them. But then it's not reciprocated where when you reach out and you're like, hey, can you help me shoot this? Or, hey, do you want to shoot this week? And they're like, no, I don't really feel like shooting this week. You're like, yeah. Okay. Or like, hey, like, do you mind sharing this contact? I really want to pitch this brand, blah, blah, blah. And they're like, maybe they just ghost you, or they just like, no, I don't really feel comfortable doing that. Or no, I signed something that said I can't share mm-hmm. whatever. You know, it just like, it's not going back and forth and it's like not being mutually beneficial in a way. And like sometimes friendships are definitely give and take here and there, but I feel like in this industry, if it's like a work friend, business friend, and you're give, and they're not giving in return, then I feel like that's the red flag and you should just kind of be aware of that, because I feel like also in this industry, people use people a lot. Mm-hmm. So it's like you just want to be very careful of those kinds of people because they'll just use you until they're done with you and then drop you and move on. So just being aware of that kind of behavior. I think that's where it's just healthy to be in therapy and healthy to have boundaries. And like if you are being treated a certain way, just being able to recognize and be self-aware of the situation. That way you can slowly distance yourself if you need to and kind of start to create those boundaries, or just know like if they're not willing to help you out, then maybe you're not as willing towards mm-hmm. them. To just to like protect your mental health. It's not like, oh, I'm gonna sabotage her. No, I'm just gonna be vengeful. Like it's just like protecting your mental health, your boundaries, and having friendships that are, again, supportive and green flags for the majority, not red flags like this. So next one is red flag is gatekeeping. So people who just don't ever share maybe contact with you. And again, it depends on your friendship level. Like if some random person asks me for a contact and they're not following me, they don't engage in my content, like I'm probably going to be like, I'm probably just not going to answer honestly, because I don't want to say no, because that's mean. It feels mean, but it's not mean. But if they just like don't ever share anything, or maybe they get invites to events and they're like, hey, did you get invited to this? And then like if you're friends and then you're like, no, and they're like, oh, okay, sorry.
That sucks.
And they're not like, oh, hey, here's the contact. You should reach out to them. Or like, did you get this event invite? No. Okay. Reach out to this person. Like you can mention that mm-hmm. I'm going, or just reach out in general if you work with the brand, whatever. Like just like going that extra step to like help you get in to go as well. Or just like gatekeeping locations, like, hey girl, I saw this location you shot, it looks so good in your photos, like where was that? Like, oh, like it was just like, and then they name the city, you're like,
yeah,
like they're like, oh, in San Diego, and you're there. Like
that, okay, happens thanks. A lot, which is fine. But I feel like if it happens repeatedly, like over and over and over, and like there's never a point where they share anything, I feel like that's a little bit interesting.
And if they're asking
If they ask
for the same information.
Right. Yeah. I just feel like we can all help each other. I mean, it is situational. Like, of course, if it's like a very special location to someone, like I get it. But if it's like a park bench, mm-hmm. like girl, you know, but obviously it depends like how close you are with them, like if you're following them. But if we're talking about like content creator friends, like if it is a friend, that is weird.
Or like you're a close friend.
Weird behavior.
Yeah.
We should that is just kind of reinforcing the competitive vibes, like the toxic competition vibes.
Yeah, definitely major red flag. Okay, next one is they try to bond with people over putting other girls down. So basically they try to make friends by gossiping with you about someone else, whether that's like another one of your friends or just a random girl in the industry. But like, that's the vibe, is like, there's like a quote or something.
Oh, what they like, say about you, they're trying says to more about, wait, that one? Like, yeah, what someone says about you says more about them than it does about you.
Yes. And it's like the fact that they feel comfortable like talking shit about someone that like is either your friend or just someone that you just don't even know. You're like, I don't know. It's just like, I just feel like in the industry and from a professional standpoint, and I feel like we're all of like a mature age, that's just not how we're making friends these days. And some people still try to do that because they want to bond like with a similar like hatred, I guess, but like you don't have those feelings towards the person they're trying to bring down, but like they genuinely think like that is how you bond and like that is how you make friends, is by like hating on other people. Like, there are genuinely people out there like that, and hopefully you guys haven't had to deal with anyone like that or come across that, but that is definitely a thing, and it is honestly really sad because it does reflect more on them than any, it has nothing to do with you. But I feel like that is a red flag if you're meeting someone for the first time and they are just literally shit talking people the whole time. People that you know, people that you don't know. Maybe they're just shit talking about their friends that you have no idea who they are. Like, I just feel like that vibe in general is not being a girl's girl. It's not supportive. It's toxic. And it's like, if they're talking shit to you about someone, they're probably talking shit about you to someone else. Mm-hmm. And not because you're a bad person, but because that's how they think they're going to bond with a different person.
Yes. I was about to say, so, like, if your foundation of your bond or your friendship is built on hate and gossiping, first of all, they are absolutely talking about you. And that's not like a loyal person you want to be around. And also, I just feel like it just doesn't look good to other girls. Like, other girls will also pick up on that. And then if they see that you are associated with this person who is just like constantly talking bad about people, like, I just think it says a lot about you too, because it's like, you are who you surround yourself with. So make sure you have that in mind. And if you see these red flags, like, you can walk away from someone like that.
But yeah, I think, I don't know, I just feel like we're all at an age now where it's like, I feel like you just like, when you put out positive energy, you get positive back. And if you are surrounding yourself with someone who is just putting negative energy out there all the time, and that is just their way, like, you don't have to cut them off completely. You don't have to like not talk to them. But I think you just, in your head, you take mental notes and you put them in a certain category of friendship that maybe you just see them at events. And you say hi and you're cordial and you're friendly, but like, that's the extent of your friendship there, because you want to protect your mental health and your space. And especially if they're maybe shit talking your friends, like, you just don't feel comfortable being friends with that kind of person. Like, I think that's totally fine. But I think it all just comes down to just being aware and taking mental notes so that you kind of know what you want that friendship to be.
Yeah.
Essentially. So that is definitely red flag vibes. And then another one, we're almost done, is just shady business practices in general. Just, you know, taking credit for other people's ideas, stealing content, like blatantly stealing content and then not crediting the original creator, or just saying inspo from. I feel like we've talked about that in episodes before, like, saying inspo and then tagging where you saw it goes such a long way. And like, no one's accusing you of copying or doing the same thing, but like, just saying that you took inspo from someone else, I feel like is like such a green flag, honestly. First, if you're like big enough to do that, you know what I mean?
100%. I feel like it's just giving not honest, like, it's giving, I don't know.
Yeah.
Red flag. For sure. Lying or making up like random stuff to get views. Mm-hmm. I don't know. I feel like you guys would be able to tell when someone's like doing shady things in their business.
Just something to look out for. And again, red flag and put them in a category and just be aware of the situation. And then lastly is just blatant social climbing. I feel like we've all seen this before. Mm-hmm. We've seen it, we've experienced it. Just basically when someone is strategically nice to a specific person or a specific group of people because they're trying to be friends with them to social climb and, you know, get quote unquote status or mm-hmm. be their friend or whatever. And then they just bounce between groups to get into quote unquote bigger group, and they just drop friends as soon as they get what they need. They drop the friend and move on and then pick up another friend, and then they just try to keep climbing, and then as soon as they're done with that friend they move on to the next friend, and it's just kind of a cycle for them. I feel like it's definitely hurtful when it happens, but it's like, it's again, it's not personal to you. It says so mm-hmm. much more about that person doing that. And yeah, I feel like we can all point out a social climber when we see one. So just being aware of that and just making sure when you're friends with people, they have genuine intentions. Again, they're supportive. They have more green flags than red flags.
Yeah.
And I feel like that just makes having friendships so much easier.
Yeah. And I feel like also the friendships, like maybe you talk about more things that are not just like strictly business work related. I feel like that's a good way to kind of spot a blatant social climber. Mm-hmm. Like they're literally, they don't care at all about like anything that's going mm-hmm. on. Like they're just like, okay, so like who, oh, you, I saw that you know this person, or like I see that you work with this brand, like, oh, blah, blah, blah. Like let's go to this event together. But then, like, I don't know. Like, you guys know the vibes. This is such a huge thing.
But then there's no, like, personal side to it. Like, hey, how are you? Like, what's new? How's life? How's yeah. your relationship? How's this project you're working on? Like, they take time to, like, personally invest into you. But social climbers don't do that because, like you said, it's just, like, strictly in business. Like, oh, my gosh, I saw you worked with this brand. Can I have that contact? I'd love to work with them too. And you're like, oh my gosh, yeah, I'm a supportive queen. Like, here you go. And then they just use you for all your contacts or use you to get into events. And then as soon as they find maybe another group that is getting into bigger events or whatever the situation is, then they kind of just drop you mm-hmm. and move on.
Yeah.
So big red flag. Social mm-hmm. climbing. So, and then just lastly, when it's time to walk away, I feel like the biggest thing is to just trust your gut. Like you will know, you will have certain feelings, like your body will tell you. And I feel like it's very similar to dating. Like we try to ignore the red flags. We try to see only the good in people. And we, you know, want to give them the benefit of the doubt all the time. But as time goes on and just over time, if you're continuing to see these patterns and ignoring the red flags, like that's going to affect your mental health just like it does in dating and a relationship. Mm-hmm. Like same thing in friendships with red flags. Like they are, I feel like, just as painful to deal with, and you don't want to like accept them. But when a person is showing you who they are, I think it's just obviously what's best and the healthiest for your mental health is to set those boundaries and kind of separate yourself a little bit from that person if your gut is telling you that and they're making you feel a type of way.
Yeah, I feel like it's hard in this industry because the lines are so blurred between work and life and like friends mm-hmm. in the industry, but also they should be your friends outside of the industry too. But yeah, I don't know. I feel like it's really easy and weird and can get complicated with that kind of stuff. So you just want to be careful with who you surround yourself with, because I feel like these sort of things can really affect your work when it's also like people with these red flags crossing the lines and like it's affecting your personal life, your work life, mm-hmm. everything. So yeah, I feel like when it starts giving you anxiety and stressing you out, like time to go, time to walk away.
Yeah, I feel like it could be like underlying stress too. So maybe you don't realize it's causing you stress, but like your body is telling you like, hey, you're stressed out. And you have to like be in tune with your body and listen and just know. And again, this is more of like over time, this person shows you multiple times, like this is how they act. This is a patterned behavior. This isn't like a one-off. It wasn't just a bad moment. And like, obviously we definitely think like we should give each other grace and have compassion, especially if people are having a moment or going through something or whatever, but it's more of just like their character and who they are and like how they consistently act towards others. I feel like that's when you can tell what the biggest red flags are, if they are acting a certain way. So I feel like that's how we kind of judge someone's character and see how they're going to be as a friend. And like, I don't know, I feel like we all just like want to give everyone all the chances, but then there's just a certain point where it's just not healthy. So you either have to work on letting it go to therapy, like have your therapist help you let it go, like just do that. Because I feel like a lot of the times people with these red flags, they are just going to play the victim game. They are going to blame everyone. They're not going to own up to their part in certain situations. And I feel like if you don't have a friendship with someone where you can openly communicate and be like, hey, like you did this thing and it just really upset me and I just wanted to get that off my chest. And like, it's, you know, I just felt a certain way about it. If that person is like, oh my gosh, I'm so sorry. Like, I did not mean to do that. Like, I will definitely be more aware next time. Like, I'm so sorry. Like, total green flag, good to go. But if someone is just defensive, they don't want to have the conversation, they're just going to avoid you and like whatever, then it's like, it's just not worth it. And I think as we all are adults now and going through friendship changes, these are just things to think about because it's definitely hard to deal with, but you're not alone. We all go through this. So that's why we wanted to do an episode on this. Cause again, I feel like it's a topic that people don't really talk about and we kind of just suffer in silence and work through it and move on. So you are not alone, and just know like it's okay to recognize red flags in someone and just kind of distance yourself from that person if you don't feel like it's a healthy relationship for you. Like, there's nothing wrong with that. So
yes,
that, I feel like, any other thoughts on that?
No, I feel like you said it all.
Red flag, green flags. Okay, so yeah, this is our green flag, red flags in content creator friendships and just adult friendships and friendships in general, because it is hard.
Yeah.
We're all just doing our best, trying to show up for ourselves and for others. So
yeah. And always learning.
Definitely. Yeah. Growing, learning, loving.
Live off love. Live off love.
Okay. And then just to wrap up this episode, our small business of the week is Revel Lash. These are the lashes that I've talked about before. It is a small business based in San Diego, and it's basically, I just always forget how to describe it. Basically, these are lashes that are glue-on strip lashes, but they go like underneath your lash and then you seal them and they're supposed to last 7 to 10 days. But you guys, I wore these I wore them our entire France trip. And I think it was a total for me, I think I went 20 days with them on because I didn't even take them off immediately when I got home. Like I mean, they were kind of coming off by then, but for only supposed to last 7 to 10 days and getting 20 days out of them was really great. They like, you put them on and then you seal them with this special glue and then they stay on and you can get them wet and everything. Obviously you have to be gentle, like any sort of lash application, but I feel like they stayed on so well. They are very comfortable. They're light. Like, you don't really feel them. And I just love waking up with having my lashes done, not having to worry about that. I feel like it makes the makeup process so much faster to like not worry about that. And she has different styles too. So like, I love I think it's called the kitten ones, where they kind of get a little bigger as you go towards the outside, but they like, she has like natural lashes, like a full like glam set if you want that. Like, there's a bunch of different styles. So love supporting a small business, especially one based in San Diego. And I ran into her at an event at Swirl Boutique and she was doing lashes and she put them on me. I was like hesitant at first, but I was like, you know what? I'm at an event, might as well try it. And I'm like obsessed. So Revel Lash. They are my favorite. I need to put them back on because honestly, I miss them.
They were so good. Wow. And they didn't like rip out your eyelashes, right? Once you took them off.
No, it like when you take them off, there's a different thing that it comes with that you just kind of like put this like oil stuff on it and you like brush them off with the remover brush and they just like slide off.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. I mean, if you pull them off, yeah, they'll pull your lashes out. But if you take them off with the remover, they just like literally slide right off.
Oh,
like,
my gosh. So wow. Easy. Yeah, I've been meaning to try those.
So, yeah, super good. And she's in San Diego and she does have a studio. So if I can't figure it out on my own, which they are easy to put on, it's like a me thing for sure. I feel like I'm just not the best at lashes. So she always helps me too. But yeah, love Revel Lash, love supporting a small business. So if you guys are into lashes, definitely check them out.
Love that.
But I think that's a wrap on this episode. Thanks if you guys made it to the end. We love you so much and appreciate you guys so much. And just love this community of supportive girlies that we have. Like,
yeah,
truly,
we love you.
So hope you guys have a great week and we will chat in our next episode.
Bye. Bye.
Thanks so much for listening. We hope you guys loved this episode.
Don't forget to subscribe for new episodes every Monday. Leave us a rating and review, and we'll see you next week.
Bye.